Welcome to Healthy Vision. I'm your host, Dr. Val Jones. This show is brought to you by AccuView, the brand of contact lenses most trusted by eye doctors. Around the world, soft contact lenses are worn safely and comfortably by millions of people. However, research shows that many contact lens wearers are significantly non-compliant in virtually all active steps involved in soft contact lens wear, including hand washing, lens case hygiene, proper cleaning of their lenses, and following the lens replacement schedule recommended by their eye doctor. I used to be one of those people who wore my contacts longer than my doctor recommended, and I didn't realize that I was putting my eyes and my vision at risk. As soon as I learned more about the importance of following instructions for safer and more comfortable wear, I changed my ways, and I hope you will too after this podcast. On today's show, we're joined by two experts who will help us better understand how to get the full benefits of our contact lenses and reduce the chances of developing problems that could affect our vision and the health of our eyes. And with Halloween approaching, we'll also learn why you should never purchase or wear cosmetic or costume lenses without a contact lens examination by an eye doctor. Joining us today is optometrist Dr. Jason Pingle, who runs a private practice in Kansas City, Missouri. And from Oregon, Dr. Christy Clausen, professor at the Pacific University College of Optometry in Portland. Dr. Pingle and Dr. Clausen, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Dr. Clausen, can you tell me why contact lenses require a prescription and how often you should have your eyes checked to make sure your prescription is current?
So contacts are a medical device that's actually sitting on your eye, the front part of your eye called your cornea. And when you have a contact lens prescription, we want you to come in at least once a year to have that checked. So we're not only evaluating your prescription to make sure that your vision is good, but we're also checking all the health aspects to make sure that your eye is still healthy enough to maintain wearing a contact lens. So there's all kinds of things that we're looking at when we do that. And if there's any signs of deprivation from oxygen or anything like that that we see, then we modify your course of contact lens care.
Today, there are many contact lens choices available, such as daily disposables and frequent replacement lenses that are disposed of every 2 or 4 weeks. How do you know which one to choose? Is one type better than the other?
I think most of the time your eye doctor or optometrist is going to guide you in that. If we are going to look at the healthiest choice for your eyes, the best would be a single-use or one-day lens, such as one-day AccuView Moist. If your parameters for a prescription are not available in that, then they may suggest another option for you, such as a 14-day replacement lens like AccuView Oasis. But we're always looking at what is the healthiest choice, and then also lifestyle considerations if you travel or if you have certain things like allergies. So there's lots of things that come into play on deciding which is the best. But the first and foremost is the health so that you can maintain wearing a contact lens.
The beauty of the one-day disposable lenses is that they've gotten incredibly affordable now. And so many doctors, not just in our country, but around the world, are leading with daily disposables because they realize for their patients, it is the healthiest, safest, most comfortable, most convenient option for most of their patients.
Let's walk through the wearing and carrying of contact lenses, and we'll start off with handling your lenses. In a recent study, nearly half of contact lens wearers admitted to not having washed their hands with soap prior to lens insertion in the morning and removal in the evening. Why is washing your hands so important, and are there things we should know about handling our lenses?
If you think about it, our fingers and hands touch so many different objects throughout the day, and anything that you're touching, you're picking up a little bit of that bacteria on your fingers and hands. So by not washing your hands before you touch your contact lenses and therefore your eye, you're inoculating your eye with all of those things that your fingers have touched throughout the day. Every surface is getting into your eye. So you're much more likely to have infections of the eye or inflammation of the eye, that sort of thing. So it is very important for us to practice good hygiene and wash our hands carefully before we touch our lenses, whether we are removing them or inserting them.
And in terms of drying your hands before you touch your contact lenses, is that important?
Water has many things in it, little microorganisms and other things like chlorine, et cetera. So it's good to dry your hands first so that you're not inserting inadvertently anything else into your eye from the water that you just had on your fingers as well.
I've told my patients that once they're done washing their hands and drying them with a normal towel, they can take a lens cloth, which is the same thing you use to clean glasses with, because those usually don't have little fibers on them that shed off, and you can touch your finger to that before you touch the contact lens, and that will usually remove any little bits of debris that are on your finger.
I'm going to move on to wearing our contacts. Dr. Pingle, why is it so important to wear your lenses for the amount of time recommended by your eye doctor? And what can happen if you wear them longer than prescribed?
As doctors, we all know that the longer you wear any material in your eye, the more buildup of protein and deposits and bacteria get on that lens, even if you're cleaning it properly. When the FDA looks at all these materials before they release them, they look at things like oxygen permeability, how much oxygen is getting through that lens, and how quickly does it drop off that as that lens is aging. So by throwing a lens away on time, you're ensuring a happy, healthy wear schedule and that you're going to minimize any potential risks for infections and inflammation. That will in turn allow you to continue to wear contacts for many, many years.
I want to confess to both of you that I haven't always been the most compliant with the wear and care schedules of my contact lenses. I think I was probably trying to save a little money by extending the wear of my contacts beyond what I was supposed to do. But, you know, one thing that I noticed after a while is that my eyes felt more comfortable with the contacts in than out. And so it kind of became a vicious cycle where I didn't want to take my contacts out because it hurt. And I think that was probably a really bad sign.
I've had patients tell me this too, and what I explain to them is this. If your eye feels more comfortable when the lens is on than off, what's usually happened is that you've been overwearing your lenses so much that the nerves that are in your cornea that give you your sense of feeling and touch are sort of falling asleep from lack of oxygen. So when you first take that contact lens off, now the oxygen gets to the eye, the corneal nerves wake up and become a little hypersensitive at first, almost like your arm falling asleep. When it first wakes up, it tingles really bad. That's how I explain it to patients. So it's a sign that your eyes are probably not getting enough oxygen to them if you take the lens off and it feels worse.
Is it ever safe to sleep in your contact lenses, Dr. Pingle?
There are certain contact lenses that are approved for extended wear, meaning you can sleep in them overnight. That is up to you and your doctor to decide which lens and for how long you can sleep in it. It's important to follow the directions of both your doctor and what the lens is approved for to ensure that if you are going to do extended wear, that you're doing it the right way to keep your eyes healthy.
Why is it important that you never wear someone else's contacts?
We all have natural bacteria within and on our bodies. And when you put on a contact lens, you have the protein deposition that's starting to happen, and we all have natural bacteria. So if that bacteria is transferred over to someone else, then it's going to cause a problem, similar to, you know, just how you transfer a cold from one person to another. So you can transfer those bacteria from your eye over to someone else's. And then you have a whole cascade of health complications that can happen, from just a mild bacterial infection to a corneal ulcer.
The other aspect to look at, too, is just the physical fit of the lens. No two eyes are created equal, and the curvatures and size and diameter of everyone's corneas are different. So a lens that fits one patient won't necessarily fit another patient correctly.
You know, every Halloween you see advertisements for cosmetic lenses that change the appearance of your eyes. But buying contact lenses without an examination by your eye doctor can pose serious risks to your sight or eye health. What can happen, and what advice do you have for our listeners, especially parents?
Contact lenses, even if they don't have power in them to make you see more clearly, are still a medical device, which means they still need to be properly fit by your eye doctor to evaluate the fit and alignment of the lens on your eye to make sure that it doesn't irritate, rub the eye the wrong way, and cause damage. So even if you're going to purchase your lenses online, you still need to have a doctor evaluate them.
They'll teach you how to care for them so that you don't put yourself at risk of getting infections later, so that you understand how to clean them and when they're disinfected and when to re-disinfect them if necessary, if it's been a while in between you're wearing them.
Let's move on to cleaning your lenses and your lens case. In the study I referenced earlier, although 75% of contact lens wearers reported that they emptied disinfecting solution from the lens case in the morning, less than half reported that they filled the lens case with fresh solution instead. Dr. Pingle, why is it important to use new solution every day?
For several reasons. The solution, once it's been used one time, there's bacteria in there that just builds up. So if you're just topping off your solutions, you're never really getting rid of that dirty water, so to speak. It's really important for us to empty out that case every morning when we put our contacts in, and then important also to let that case air dry. As an added note to that, I would say that at least once a week, we really need to be disinfecting that case out with hot soapy water.
Is there a risk involved in cleaning your lenses with any kind of water?
Yes, definitely. Water has all kinds of things in it. It's like chlorine that keep the water clean and safe for us to drink, but also it has little microbacteria in it. And any of those things can permeate into our contact lens and cause us to get an eye infection. And you don't want to put those things that are in water into your eye. That's why we recommend the solution, of course, because it's completely clean and it has disinfecting properties so that we can keep whatever bacteria is on our eye and got into our contact at bay. So we keep the lens clean and the solution then at the end when you get rid of it, then you use new solution, then you never have any issues with that.
Contact lenses were meant to be used with saline, which is water that has a little bit of salt and other things in it. So if you're using regular tap water on your lenses, that will cause the contact lens to swell, which changes the fit. Now it's not going to fit your cornea as properly as what your doctor designed it to, and that can have some major implications also.
And in terms of disinfecting, can you use saline solution or rewetting drops, any kind, to disinfect contact lenses, Dr. Clausen, or is there a special kind of disinfecting quality to certain solutions?
Saline by itself is not going to disinfect your contact lenses. So you can use saline to rehydrate your lens for a moment or use a rewetting drop while your eye, while the contact lens is in your eye to re-moisten your contact. But neither one of those have any properties that are going to disinfect, which means to clean any bacteria and debris off of your contact lenses. So you really either need to use a multi-purpose contact lens solution or a peroxide-based contact lens solution so that you're completely cleaning the lens itself. And with those, you'll get rid of the bacteria and then have a fresh new sensation when you put on your lens without any possible harmful bacteria on your contacts.
How do you know what contact lens solution is right for you?
This is a question I get asked quite often. There is a difference between generic and name brand solutions. I found in my practice that a lot of the generic solutions that are out there are actually two generation old solutions from other companies. So the name brand solutions are more up-to-date, state-of-the-art type disinfecting. They condition the lens better, which is going to cause less dryness on your eyes, therefore less likely to have complications. So if your eye doctor does recommend a specific solution, it's important to follow that because he's pairing that with your contact lens to make sure you have the optimal experience and ocular health with your contact lens wear.
A lot of times when people go towards a generic solution, then they'll gravitate towards saline, and that doesn't have any kind of disinfecting properties in it. So it's great to just stick with what your doctor has recommended. And when they've seen you on your follow-up, that's one of the things that we discuss is to make sure that your contact lens feels good with the solution that you're using. So we'll problem solve that. If there's a preservative issue, we'll take care of that and make sure that we know that the solution that you're in is the right one for you.
Not all contact lens solutions are compatible with all contact lens materials, so it's important to listen to your doctor to pair the right contact with the right solution.
Dr. Pingle, is there a proper technique for cleaning your lenses?
There is. Proper cleaning of lenses involves two steps. One is the chemicals that we're cleaning them with, and the other one is a physical rubbing of the lens. So when you remove your lenses in the evening, just soaking them right into your case is not enough to clean it properly. It does take a little bit of what I call elbow grease to physically rub off some of those proteins and things that have bound to that lens throughout the day. So what you do is you take your lens out, put it in the palm of your hand, squirt a little bit of your multi-purpose solution in there, and then gently rub on each side of the lens in a little circular motion. You want to be careful not to use too much pressure or you'll rip your lens. But just do that for about 5 or 10 seconds on each side, then you'll want to put it in the case.
Why is it important to regularly clean the lens case, Dr. Clausen?
When they've done studies on lens cases, they've seen that the lens case itself is harboring a lot of bacteria. If people don't disinfect that, then they're just putting their lens in fresh solution, but that case has already been contaminated with bacteria. So we want to make sure that we do that. And at least once a month, you should change your case or at least clean it deeply. And most of the time when you go into your eye doctor and you get a new little sample of solution, there's always a fresh case in there. The same when you go and purchase solution, there's always cases in there because it's so important not to create some bacteria harbor and then let your lenses that are supposed to be getting clean sit in a dirty case.
You know, I've seen people actually put their lenses in their mouth to moisten them when they get dry. Dr. Clausen, if people do that, what is the danger involved?
Saliva has all kinds of dirty bacteria that we don't want to put in our contact. And because a contact lens is mostly water, it's going to uptake anything that is in your saliva and put it straight into the lens. And then you're just going to be putting that straight into your eye. And you really don't want to do that. You want to use an artificial tear drop or rewetting drop or some saline to put in your contact just to get it rehydrated. Definitely not your spit.
How do you help your patients be compliant with their contact lens wear and care, Dr. Pingle?
Part of it starts with the doctor. Your eye doctor needs to do a great job of educating you about the proper wear schedule for that lens, how often to clean it, how often to throw it away, what solutions and cases to use for storing it and cleaning it. There are other things that offices will sometimes implement. For instance, my office uses something called AccuMinder. AccuMinder is a free program. It doesn't matter what contact lens you're in. It reminds you when it's time to change your lenses and order more. And it's a free service. You sign up online and it will send you a text message, email, or a Facebook message every time it's time for you to change your lenses so that if you're in a 2-week or a monthly lens, you don't just forget when it's time to throw them away. We found that when we help patients sign up for that, that compliance goes up dramatically.
What are the signs that you may be having problems with your contact lenses, and when is it time to see an eye doctor?
If you have any complications that you're feeling, sometimes people get into the mode of just thinking, oh, this is just how my contact lens is. I just am putting up with it. If there's any symptoms that you're experiencing, it's great to just go in and have a check and let us see what's going on and take care of the situation and look and problem solve with you because we want you to be comfortable in your contacts. And ultimately, it could affect your health and vision. So we want to make sure all three of those things are taken care of.
If you're having pain in your eyes or if you're having discharge, whether it's pussy, watery, whatever color it is, discharge is bad. If your vision starts to go downhill and your vision is getting worse and worse, that's a bad sign also. And finally, sensitivity light is a big sign that you're having inflammation in your eye. It's better to be safe than sorry. So if you're ever unsure, just go see your eye doctor to let them take a look. You'll be glad that you did.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Clausen and Dr. Pingle. You've given us some great advice for contact lens wearers.
It was a pleasure to do it, and we're always happy if we can get some information out there to everyone, and we can have them be happy and comfortable and safe in their contact lenses.
Thank you for hosting us also and for helping us to educate our patients on contact lenses. I had a great time.
For more information on safe wear and care of contact lenses, you can download Healthy Vision and Contact Lenses at AccuView.com/press. That's P-R-E-S-S. And for those looking to sign up for AccuMinder to receive electronic reminders to change your lenses, order new contact lenses, or see your eye care professional, go to www.accuminder.com. You've been listening to Healthy Vision with Dr. Val Jones, brought to you by AccuView, the brand of contact lenses most trusted by eye doctors.
As with all contact lenses, a prescription is required. Rare but serious eye problems can develop. Ask your eye doctor about proper wear and care and whether contact lenses are right for you. For more information on Acuvue brand contact lenses, go to Acuvue.com. Acuvue, Acuvue Oasys, One Day Acuvue Moist, and Acuminder are trademarks of Johnson & Johnson Vision Care Incorporated. Dr. Jones, Dr. Clausen, and Dr. Pingle are paid consultants for Johnson & Johnson Vision Care Incorporated. Healthy Vision with Dr. Val Jones is a copyright of Johnson & Johnson Vision Care Incorporated, 2012.